Welcome to the program, everyone. This is Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray, and this hour we will be exploring the music and life of Mexican composer Juan García Esquivel. Esquivel with the song Jealousy. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Connecting the Notes, a show that spotlights a different musician each week from all over the world of music. This week we are looking at Mexican composer Juan García Esquivel. He's been called the king of space age bachelor pad music for his unique take on easy listening and pop instrumental music that he produced beginning in the late 1950s. Esquivel was born in Tampico, Tamaulipas, Mexico on January 20th, 1918, moving to Mexico City with his family at the age of 10. A self-taught pianist and arranger, Esquivel began appearing regularly on the radio station XEW, conducting a 15 to 22-piece orchestra. By 1940, Esquivel was using a 22-piece orchestra and five vocalists to score a daily Mexican radio comedy show. As he recalled, the comedian would often ask him things such as, "Can you play something that sounds like a Russian guy walking through China?" And somehow, I would do it. Esquivel was also playing theaters and nightclubs at this time and gaining popularity. His first record released in the United States was 1957's To Love Again. Here are a couple cuts from that album.
Ooh.
Prince and Nightingale by Juan Garcia Esquivel, both of those pieces from the 1957 album To Love Again. The liner notes to that record were written by Emilio de Torre. In them, he raves about Esquivel's tasteful appearance and elegance, even writing, "Fortune has amply blessed this good-looking young Latin American. There's been a long and uninterrupted succession of names of beautiful and famous women mentioned in connection with him." On his next two releases, recorded in Hollywood and released under the single name Esquivel, Juan Garcia not only arranged the pieces and played piano, but also arranged the vocals. The Randy Van Horn Singers contributed vocals to many of Esquivel's albums. In addition to playing with Martin Denny, these are the singers most frequently heard on episodes of The Jetsons and The Flintstones. Here's an unusual number for Esquivel, a song that finds the singers singing actual words and not the exclamations such as ra-ra-ra and pow that are frequent in lots of his work.
Do my number one love. Doo-wah, 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 my number one love.
Esquivel with Who's Sorry Now from his 1961 album Infinity and Sound Volume 2. Not everyone appreciated Esquivel's experiments with sound and sonic landscapes. As R.D. Darrell, a critic for Audio Magazine, wrote about that album in 1962, "Odd sound fancier that I am, I have to draw the line somewhere, and for me, Esquivel oversteps it in his complete disregard for musical taste and tonal attractiveness. There's plenty of sonic sensationalism here, both in the frantically fancy arrangements and the spectacularly stereoistic recording, but almost without exception, the crude effects cancel each other out. The sounds emanating from an electronic organ and zuzuing chorus, the nauseous glissandos in various instruments, and the squalling brasses are, for the most part, intolerable. There's at least some gusto in the song La Bamba, but for the most part, I'll take honest rock and roll any day." Chester Santon, writing for the same magazine a year later, took a different view, writing in April of 1962. Each album by Esquivel, the Mexican madcap, is apt to leave the listener with the impression that the limit of instrumental ingenuity has now been reached. This feeling, as we have learned over the years, persists only until the release of his next collection of Mayhem and Latin Tempos. The album he was referring to in that review was Latinesque. It was recorded with two orchestras residing in two different studios a block away from each other and playing simultaneously. We'll talk more about this recording after hearing a cut from the album. This one's called La Paloma. That was Esquivel with La Paloma off his ambitious 1962 recording, Latinesque. It was an RCA Stereo Action record, which was part of a series of records RCA released to promote stereo recordings. Henry Mancini was another prominent artist to release records as part of the series. Esquivel took the concept a step further, insisting on recording each side of the stereo in different studios located a block apart. As he told Electronic Musician Magazine in September of 1996, "So yes, to record Latinesque in 1962, I asked RCA to book two studios that were one block apart. I put half of the orchestra in one studio and half in the other. I conducted in Studio 1 and Stanley Wilson conducted in Studio 2, and we coordinated our efforts over closed-circuit television. All of the musicians had to wear earphones so that we could keep everybody in sync by using a click track. Some people might have thought that I went too far, but I was very happy with the separation," end quote. The album also featured one of his most memorable songs, the humorous, lighthearted Mucha Muchacha. Muchacha, 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 muchac
muchacha, lucha muchacha, lucha muchacha, lucha muchacha, lucha muchacha, lucha muchacha, lucha muchacha.
No, no, me muchacho, you muchacha, you know, like me Tarzan, you Jane, me muchacho, you muchacha.
Oh, you muchacho, me muchacha.
Wow, too much of a girl.
Mucha muchacha!
Popular Mucha Muchacha by Esquivel. Welcome to the program, everyone. You're listening to Connecting the Notes, and we are exploring the music of Esquivel this entire hour. Another Esquivel song you may be familiar with is his original composition, Whatchamacallit. In addition to the actual recording of these albums, Juan Garcia Esquivel has said that rehearsals were often the most time-consuming step, as he tried meticulously to produce the sounds he intended for his arrangements. As he told Electronic Musician in 1996, quote, "It was a very long and tedious job. Obviously, I didn't have the electronic equipment we have now, so I had to produce these different sounds purely with instrumental arrangements. I was trying to achieve with conventional instruments these strange sounds that I had in my mind. Before I made a recording, I would have everything written out. This is what I insisted on so many rehearsals. It was during these rehearsals that I experimented with sound, and I always needed more time. I would rehearse 10 or 12 hours a day with a big orchestra. These sessions were just for me to take notes and see what combinations of instruments produced the sounds I wanted. When something was right, I would keep careful notes on how the sounds were combined. I found out of 10 experiments, maybe 2 or 3 would be good. Every day I'd start experimenting with new ideas. I rehearsed for close to 4 years to find the proper unisons and to determine what worked well and what didn't before ever recording. End quote. Juan Garcia Esquivel took a 5-year break from recording after the release of Latinesque and concentrated on a stage show called The Sights and Sounds of Esquivel. He set up residency in Lake Tahoe in Las Vegas, and the show included a Latin percussionist, singer, and dancer named Yvonne de Bourbon, who would go on to become Esquivel's third wife. The show also allowed him to develop more vocals in his music, which he always admired. As he recalled again for Electronic Musician magazine, quote, "In my arrangements, I use voices as part of the orchestra to complement the instruments. The voice is a very dynamic instrument, and it can surprise you. When I did the Sights and Sounds of Esquivel stage show, for example, I used 4 women of different nationalities. This was to get a combination of different types and styles of singing. One woman was Japanese, one was Italian, one was Greek, and one was French. However, the real surprise was that the women would get jealous of each other and try to outdo each other singing. That made for some very exciting times and some very exciting performances."
Hola.
Hola.
Oh boy, that's really sexy, you know? I like it. Friends, welcome to La Margarita. This is my group of entertainers, and by the way, my name is Esquivel. We have 4 of the finest musicians and these lovely and talented young ladies. Yvonne from France, Yvonne de Bourbon, and Sharon is a Jewish girl from Vienna, Sharon Michaels. Myself from Mexico City, Mexico. And now, here is Sharon. She has the story of a girl by the name of Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn, was that flower that you got on? Well, could it be a faded rose from days gone by? Well, a man of low degree stood by her side.
Bye Bye Blues by Esquivel from his 1961 Infinity and Sound Volume 2 record. Esquivel divorced Yvonne de Bourbon in 1978 and moved back to Mexico, where he began composing and recording themes for a Mexican children's puppet TV show. This wasn't his first foray into television. Producer Ernie Kovacs used Esquivel's music in his famous animated short, which involved office furniture moving to the beat of Esquivel's songs Jealousy and Sentimental Journey, the latter of which you can hear in the background right now. His music was also featured on the shows Charlie's Angels, The Munsters, Miami Vice, Baywatch, Murder, She Wrote, Columbo, among others. By the early 1980s, Esquivel, now living in Mexico, dropped from the public eye. His ex-wife and former collaborator Yvonne de Bourbon explained to the radio show All Things Considered in 2005 that the economics of touring with a big band made it nearly impossible for Esquivel to take his show on the road, and it was difficult for him to accept. As she said, quote, "He saw a fading of the kind of music he could play in nightclubs. He loved performing. It was to him the very best thing he could do. And then when the economy of the country was changing so drastically and there was no way for him to move the show around like he had been, it was a very disappointing time for him. And I think he withdrew within himself a lot during that time. He became very depressed."
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. La Margarita takes great pride in presenting the internationally famous piano and sounds of Esquivel.
Thank you.
Esquivel's popularity spiked again in the 1990s. New fans and record collectors were rediscovering his music, and he was featured in a lengthy bio in the book Incredibly Strange Music. John Zorn was just one of many musicians hailing his arrangements, calling Esquivel, quote, a genius arranger who created a beautiful pop mutation. Esquivel was happy to begin conducting interviews again. During these, he spoke frequently of ideas he had for future work once his health improved. Juan García Esquivel passed away at his home in Mexico on January 3, 2002, 3 days after suffering his second stroke in 3 months. His music continues to find fans and circulate all over the world. In 2003, San Francisco-based The Kronos Quartet recorded his song Miniskirt.
Wow.
Kronos Quartet with their take on Esquivel's miniskirt. Juan Garcia Esquivel once said, quote, "I've had many loves in my life, music, cars, women, and the piano, not necessarily in that order," end quote. He used instruments as far out as the theremin, ondioline, a Fender Rhodes keyboard, Chinese bells, bass accordion, and an arrangement of bongos tuned to F called a boom bam. His arrangements were intended for enjoyment on stereo equipment, and his take on pop standards, often replacing lyrics with whistling, sound effects, and other seemingly out-of-place sounds, caused a Variety editor to go as far as to call Esquivel the Mexican Duke Ellington. We hope you've enjoyed the show. This has been Connecting the Notes. If you'd like more info about the show, visit us online at connectingthenotes.com. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.